welcome to the podcast. We're here today with Charlie Ornstein, our health reporter excellent, who is joining us today to talk about a very curious ad that appeared recently in the New York Times Magazine. Charlie, what was the ad all about?
So this is an ad for the Da Vinci robot, which is a surgical system used for minimally invasive surgeries. And it was a picture of a surgical team from the University of Illinois at Chicago. And it said, "We believe in the Da Vinci robot because it helps our patients." And at the bottom of it, it indicated that it was copyright by Intuitive Surgical, which makes this device. And it said some of those featured in the ad had been compensated by the company for, you know, their services on its behalf.
Well, that's kind of fascinating. And so who were these people in the ad, as it turned out?
Well, so a former hospital executive from Boston, Paul Levy, who used to be in charge of Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, which is a really well-known hospital, was flipping through the Times Magazine and came upon this a few Sundays ago and thought, this is really weird, started looking into it. Well, it turns out one of the people in the ad was the administrative director of this department. Others weren't physicians as well. Some of them were doctors, but some of them were other people, too.
So what happened then? The blogger starts blogging about it, and how does the hospital react?
Well, his first post was time to fire someone. He felt somebody should be fired from this right off the bat because he thought it was inappropriate for a university surgical staff to be endorsing a device, right? So you see from time to time a doctor appearing in an ad for a drug or for a device or in a video on one of these companies' websites. But what was curious about this was that it was the whole surgical department. And is this an appropriate role of a hospital, much less a university hospital?
Much less a state university hospital.
Absolutely.
So the hospital kind of takes on this criticism. He writes a couple of blog posts. Then what happens?
Well, so he pointed out that the dean of the medical school was on the board of Novartis, the drug maker, and was pulling in several hundred thousand dollars a year for his service, and asked where the trustees were at the University of Illinois, why they weren't seeking an investigation. He wrote a number of posts on this, and then earlier this month, he got a response from the university that it had asked Intuitive, the maker of the Da Vinci device, to stop the advertising, and the president of the University of Illinois system had asked his vice president for research to conduct an inquiry to determine if this was appropriate.
Now, the hospital in its statement kind of said, you know, we're not saying we did anything wrong. We're just looking into this, right?
Right. So they didn't concede it was wrongdoing, but they did say that they asked that the ad be stopped and that they said that they determined it wasn't in their best business interest for it to keep going.
Business interest, not ethics.
That's what they're looking into right now.
Okay. So this is all standard PR speak for how we get out of a, you know, sticky situation. But in the course of your reporting, something I think kind of unusual happened. You had a conversation with the hospital, as we do. We got their statement. But they wanted you to know something else.
Right. So in an email, the head of university relations for the system sent me a note, and he sent me a link to an article about Mr. Levy in which it said that he had agreed to a fine from Beth Israel a few years back for some lapses in judgment in a relationship with an employee, a female employee. And this was public. He apologized at the time, but the university wanted to make me aware of this ethical question about him.
Or put another way, don't look at our lapses, look at his lapses.
Well, I pushed back and said, what does this have to do with this ad? I mean, it's one thing if they were saying that he was on the board of a competitor for the Da Vinci robot. That would be pertinent to this. It would be another if they said that he was featured in an ad himself, something that was sort of directly relevant to the points he was raising. But the truth of the matter was, I mean, his inquiries caused the university to ask Intuitive to suspend these ads. And the president of the university system asked for an investigation. I wasn't quite sure how his relationship with an employee several years back cast any sort of aspersions on what he was saying now.
Charlie, I gather the university had a response, but I assume Intuitive also had something to say about all this. What was their comment on the story?
Well, Intuitive thinks that a lot of the bad news that's been coming out about the Da Vinci system is sort of being planted by plaintiff's lawyers who are suing them over adverse reactions. But they contend that there are studies that show this device works just as well, if not better, and reduces hospital stays for patients who have minimally invasive surgery. So they push back really hard, and they don't think they did anything wrong in this ad situation. They think it was fully disclosed. They don't see a problem with it.
All right. Well, let's take a step back from, you know, the fun and games of PR here. There is a significant, a larger point to all of this, which is it's a window into, I think, the pretty hardball world of the selling, marketing, and, you know, buying of medical devices.
Well, no question. I mean, as you know, we've been chronicling for 3 years now the relationships between drug companies and doctors. And when you start looking at medical device makers, it does open up a totally different window. I mean, there's a medical arms race going on right now. One hospital will get, say, a cyber knife, and the competitor of hospital will say that they need to get a cyber knife in order to stay competitive. One hospital will get the Da Vinci system. Another hospital will say that they have to get the Da Vinci system. And I'll tell you something. Once a hospital spends, say, $2.2 million for a Da Vinci system, it is pretty fair to say that they need to find a reason to use that Da Vinci system because they have to recoup their costs. It's going to be very, very interesting later this year. Under a provision of the Affordable Care Act called the Sunshine Act, which you and I have talked about before, requires all drug companies, but also all medical device companies, to report their payments to doctors. And we'll be able to see what those payments are to which people about which devices. That will open up a huge window. I'm really looking forward to that.
Well, now, we have in our Dollars for Docs coverage, as we've talked about, been able, because of settlements of a number of lawsuits, to have some visibility into that world. What's the total amount of payments that we can see so far annually, in rough terms?
Well, it's really difficult to say, in part because the drug companies have been reporting things on different schedules and some haven't reported all the information across the time. We know that our Dollars for Docs database, which covers a period of a couple years and 15 companies reporting different things over that period, includes $2 billion. I think it's safe to say that we're going to see billions of dollars spent every year once this information comes out from the federal government.
Do you have a sense that the device market and the device payments could be of that size?
The device industry, which you're also going to see, is royalty payments made to doctors who've had a say in terms of how these devices are created, and those royalty payments are substantial.
Well, we look forward to the release of that data. I hope it comes out a little bit more quickly and efficiently than the healthcare rollout of the website.
Yes.
And I suspect we'll be seeing some further stories on that. In the meantime, Charlie, thanks again.
Thanks, Steve.